Spring deals at Ross will have you saying, it's a yes for me.
Say yes to trending looks.
Like tube tops, dad shorts, and mini skirts for less than online.
Vintage tees and beach shorts for a weekend getaway.
Save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Items and style vary by store.
It's a yes for you and your bank account.
Find your certified yes for me moment for less at Ross.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a five-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys,
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies,
and we tangent.
I have something I have to talk to you about.
I have something to talk to you about.
Oh my god, you go first.
Okay. So, I played Among Us. Guys, this episode is about video games, specifically The Sims. So, but I on what day was it? Saturday. I played Among Us.
My son loves that game. I don't understand it.
Saturday morning, went on a walk with Shane, and I was like, I need you to know, because he had already asked me to play this game with his friends. I said, I need you to know I'm having a lot of anxiety, and it's going to come out as aggression.
Right.
Because I've never played, the only video game I've ever played, other than The Sims, was Mario Kart.
Oh, love that.
And I don't understand, and for the Wii, like, I can't play Mario Kart on anything else. Yes. Any other gaming
Mario
device.
Kart even gets me pissed. I, like, can't.
Well, I think I told you one time that I took it so seriously that Erica and I used to play it all the time. My other cousin, Erica, I have 75 cousins.
Yeah.
So Erica and I used to play it all the time, and we both worked at the Akron Zoo. And so we would drive separately to the zoo because we got off at different times.
That makes sense.
And we would race there like we were real-life Mario Karting.
It sounds dangerous, but I'm here for it.
It was. And then, like, it was also kind of trippy.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's debris on highways. And if you saw something, I was like, banana! And I'd have to swerve. But then I'm like, no, honey.
We are in a real car.
That's not how this works. If you hit the car next to you, you're not just going to spin out and go, wah, 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 wah.
Well, you will, but it will be much worse than that.
Do you really think that if I get hit by a car, I go, wow, 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 wow.
I haven't seen you in a car accident.
When I got T-boned, that's what happened. The car did spin. And the whole time I was like, wow, wow, wow. Anyway, how many times can I do that?
I was wanting to count.
Also, I realized I kept doing octopus arms every time.
And nobody could see.
Only for me.
Thank you.
So, anyway, playing Among Us, and I told him I have, like, angry anxiety about playing this.
I don't understand it.
I don't know how to play games like this. Like, you're essentially, there's what are they called? Murderers?
Imposters. Yes, I know that much.
So an imposter is a murderer.
Yes.
And they're like, you're on this ship and you're supposed to, like, do tasks to make sure the ship doesn't blow up.
Oh, okay.
But if you're an imposter, you don't do the task because
you
you're like,
kill
blow this
people.
Bitch up. Yeah. And then you also kill people.
Oh, you also want to blow the ship up?
Yeah.
I don't think no one knows that part. I think he just thinks that you have to kill people.
Well, if you can't kill everyone, if you can just make sure the ship blows up, then you also win.
Kill everybody. Yeah. Okay.
So My favorite color is orange.
Oh my God, that's Noah's favorite thing.
Cute.
Yeah.
Okay, so the reason I'm telling this whole big long story is because while we're getting ready to play, Shane's like, babe, orange is available. And I'm like, wow, that'll get rid of my anxiety. I'll just be orange and it'll all go away. And it did. So I clicked. Oh. It might have been the bottle of wine I had.
Yes.
But I made myself orange, and then you can wear hats. And one of the hats was two leaves.
Okay.
I looked like a carrot. Someone called me Jared.
Oh, I like that.
It's my new favorite thing ever. Now I want to play just because of that. I'm horrible at the game.
Yeah.
Terrible at the game. People were like, so Jerry, where were you when this body was found? And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing at all. I got lost in the map. I was trying to move and I realized I was in the map still. And that I needed to click out before I'm in the cafeteria. I've been here going in circles and I don't know what I'm doing. And they're like, sounds pretty suspicious. I think you might have done it. And I'm like, you can pick me. You can launch me off the ship, but you're going to lose.
Because, yeah, once if you pick somebody, then they're out.
Yeah.
And then you're out too? If you pick
no,
the wrong person?
The majority has to vote you out.
Got it.
But if you're wrong, then there's still someone there's on the ship who can kill you.
Okay.
And so people were like, I don't know. I think Jerry might have done it. And I was like, dude, launch me into space. I don't care. I'm just here for the wine and so that my husband is happy and that he'll do all the house projects that I want him to do. So launch me. I don't care, but you're going to lose. There's a killer on this ship.
You're too honest, I feel, to play that game.
Well, then everyone was like, I really want Jerry to be an imposter. I really want her to be the imposter. I want her to kill people. Last round, I was the imposter.
Yes.
And I was trying to kill people, but I didn't know how. So I was just following them around. And I would click, I would like double click on the body. Yeah. Turns out there's a button that says kill.
Oh.
That I totally didn't see. And so I was just following people like a weirdo from room to room trying to kill them. And they called an emergency meeting and they're like, yo, I think Jerry's the imposter. She's been following me around. And I'm like, well, what? If I've been following you around, wouldn't I have killed you by now? And they're like, you don't know how to play this game. I'm like, you're right. Go ahead. Launch me out of this ship.
I am the imposter.
You got me. Oh, damn, you're good.
That's funny as shit. Noah is just like, I'll ask him because he'll be sitting beside me on my phone playing it. And I'll be like, how you doing? And he's like, good. I'm pretending to be a girl now. I'm like, what? Why? He's like, I don't know. Girls are less suspicious. So help me talk like a girl. And I was like, what are you?
Mom, say all my stuff. You're not supposed to talk during it.
Noah is eight.
I loved.
So he doesn't know. This is so funny. He goes, Mom, I launched myself out of that game. And I go, why? And he goes, because there was someone impostering you. And I went, what? And he goes, their name was your mom. And I was like, you're not my mom. She's right beside me. And I was like,
he turns
oh,
and you
no.
have a mustache on. And he's like, imposter.
Doo-doo. Oh. Yeah, it was pretty funny. He's like, I'm not going to let anybody talk about you like that. I was like, oh, Noah, you can't play video games.
There was an entire TV show dedicated to your mama jokes.
I know. Oh, my God.
Do you remember?
Why? Oh, my God. The early 2000s. The early to mid 2000s.
Yeah. MTV was wild. Was that MTV? Or
yes.
Was that MTV 2?
No, that was MTV. Who was the famous person on there?
It was Nick
Wilmer
Cannon.
Valderrama.
Yes, yes, yes. And then they'd just be in the circle and they'd be just, oh!
Your mom is so, wow, what is wrong with us?
I don't know.
That we all watched that and we were like, can't wait to use these your mom jokes. Like, what dicks? I never did. I just listened to them. I wanted to talk to you about death.
Okay. Sick transition.
Thanks. I didn't know how to segue. I've been thinking about it a lot. In the best way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think about, this is what triggered me into it.
Okay.
Do you ever think about when you die, like people, I actually was thinking about the podcast. Do you ever think about, like, this might be narcissistic. Do you ever, like, envision people listening or watching a video of you?
Listen, I think all the time, man, if today's the day I go, I'm going to be one of those young people that people are like, wow, gone too soon. And then they look at all my pictures and they put a collage together and like they montage some shit to Arms of an Angel. And I'm like, yeah.
So I picture that all the time. And then I picture them taking clips from this where I'm like, picture my old face. Like the amount of times I've said hymen, like shit that I don't want.
Yeah.
So that thought was going through. Then I was thinking about the time that I walked, you and I were speaking before I went to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I was super afraid of going on the plane. And we were talking about adult things. So as I was leaving, I was like,
oh, yeah.
Have fun getting that dick. And then I had to walk back in and be like, I just have to say something else.
I don't want that to be the last thing I say to you.
If yeah. I die. And then that thought spawned another thought, which was, have you ever seen somebody's
dick?
No.
Yes.
Somebody, this is going to get a little dark humory, and I'm sorry, but these were all the things that was happening in my head earlier today. Have you ever seen, like, when someone's like, RIP, gone too soon, Facebook, and I don't know the person, but they link it. So, obviously.
I'm going to see what happened. Yeah, and I'm reading all the comments.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. Because they're not going to talk about it, but I want to go to that person's page, and I just want to know them a little bit, because I want to get really sad about this. I want to feel like
you want to be a part of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just like, oh, my God. Gone too soon, RIP, and then their last status is like, I eat ass for breakfast.
And you're like, yeah.
You're like, okay.
Gone too soon, because you needed another status before.
Under that status, there's always like grandma that's like, we'll miss you, buddy.
I'm like, I love the people who comment on it. What happened? It's like, do you really think someone's going to get on there and be like, yo.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. It was like this and like that.
Here's the most horrible part, though. I'm sorry. I'm going to be. We all want to know.
I do want to know.
But you don't want to be the person that asks.
No. So just, but I rely on those people that I think are dumbasses who ask.
Me too. Oh. I just want everybody to know that you're allowed to ask. But don't expect anybody to tell you when I die. But they can. I'm giving full permission for people to DM, especially if it's something fucking crazy.
Oh my gosh, that's happened before where people will be like, oh my gosh, what happened? And like,
I'll DM you. And then I get so pissed. I'm like, I want to comment and be like, DM me too.
Yeah.
God damn it. All right, that's all I had. I just, those were things that, because we knew that we were going to talk about this hymn. So obviously, I had to play it for 10 hours.
Yeah, that's what, for my science.
My son was sitting beside me playing with me, but then it got a little too woohoo. Mm-hmm. So I was like, here's my phone, play Among Us. Turn around.
Go learn some of your mom jokes on Among Us while my Sims woohoo.
Yeah, because he was like, he always is like, oh, they're kissing again. And I was like, yeah, that's what they're doing. Because he knows Try for Baby.
Yeah, they're making a fort.
He's like, they just go under the covers and they kiss a lot. And I was like, yes. That's what they do.
Don't mind that.
No.
That's how you got here.
Yeah, we just went under the covers and we kissed a lot.
There was no kissing.
No, there was no covers.
There was no rose petals. Or okay,
ding ding ding.
Oh, I was gonna say, whenever you're trying for a baby, do you always like listen for the music?
Always. And this last time, so we
and
made,
if there's no music, you're like, hop back in bed.
Yes, get back in. You guys are not. This time there was no music, and we did it like 6 times in a row, and I was starting to get mad. And then all of a sudden,
who were you?
I was Alexander Hamilton and Eliza.
Oh no! Did you have a baby and name it Philip?
Yeah, but she was a girl. And then we had another baby. We named her Theodosia.
Dear Theodosia.
Yeah. Oh. I felt like I had to. Our cats were named, we had a dog and a cat.
Please tell me one was Lafayette.
Thomas Jefferson. The full name. And the cat was named Angelica.
So, I wish your neighbor was like Peggy.
Oh, man. If I could do the rest of
this. Please don't go, sir.
Well, so he became the president.
He did.
I made him. I screenshot it for you so you can see.
You can be the president in The Sims?
The leader of the free world. You have to get to number 10 in the politician.
Did career. You do it?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I played for 10 hours. I'm not kidding. Wow. And Eliza was a stay-at-home mom, but she was great
did
at gardening.
Did Donald Trump come out of nowhere and claim that it was fraud?
Actually, I'm the leader.
Alexander.
How dare you?
Did you know?
And then Alexander, he was also a master writer. Because
oh,
obviously.
Of course.
But I had to
make
him.
Did he write like he was running out of time?
Yes. That's what Noah said. He was like, you have to make him write books all the time in his free time. He never talked to any of his kids. They were all BFFs with the mom, and they hated their dad.
For sure.
The mom was a
I did exactly what you said, Pop.
I know. So, it was really great. I had a lot of fun. But I also remembered how easily you just get sucked into this shit. I couldn't stop.
I played it all
through college. I literally could not stop.
My mom literally thought I was getting drunk all the time. And I was like, please tell my mom I'm eating family-sized bags of Doritos and playing The Sims.
Please.
All the time.
I was too, instead of going to college. That was an issue.
My roommate would stumble in. She was in a sorority. And she would like stumble in. And she'd be screaming at her not boyfriend named Kevin on the phone, and I'd be like, keep it down.
We just had a baby.
I just got this baby to sleep. I had to rock, cuddle, feed, change, rock.
Oh, so you had the older version. That was an older version.
Well, I had it whenever I was in college. It's gotten.
Do you know it's 20 years old this year? I'm sick about that.
I got it for my birthday, and I remember people didn't even leave the party, and I was like, I have to download this game to my computer.
Why are we the same person?
Please come watch me play it, everyone, at my party.
I remember doing that same thing, being in the computer room at my mom's old house, and being like, I don't give a shit what you guys do. I think you were there. I think we sat together.
Probably. Because your birthday's 9 days after mine, and I was, and you were like, hey, that was a sick movie pulled at your party. I'm going to do it at mine.
I'm going to copy everything you did. Okay, and then every Christmas, I would ask for expansion packs, obviously.
Yes.
And then I would be pissed when I only got like one. Mm-hmm. But if I had to get one, I wanted pets. That's the only one I want.
I loved pets.
It's my favorite one.
The magic one was cool.
The magic one was sweet.
But like weird shit always happened.
Yeah. Like, there was like a fucking dragon out of nowhere who burned my house down one time.
Ghosts were just roaming and like randomly scaring my people, and they would just pee themselves all the time.
I'm like, my Sims can't sleep because you're so spooky. And you fuck off, please.
Oh my God. Mortimer Goth?
Oh my God. Always. I don't think they have that in the. I think the one I play is The Sims 4.
Yeah, I have that.
Really? And he's there? Maybe it's The Sims 3. I can't remember because I know that.
Speaking of crying babies.
Should we take a pause?
Shane's going to get him. He's had a rough go of it.
Yeah.
He had a giant poopy earlier. Like, I was changing his diaper and I heard a fart and we locked eyes and then all of a sudden it started coming out. I had to slide the diaper in like really fast and I caught it like a catcher. Who caught a foul ball and won the game. That's what happened today. And I thought, oh my gosh, he had the best poop. He's going to sleep so well. I was wrong.
Oh. Well, maybe he's got another one brewing in there.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's. Let's just talk about how that ruined. The Sims ruined my life when it came to parenting because I thought it was so much easier.
Yes.
I was like, as long as they're fed and loved on and changed, they will sleep through until I get up.
You think?
No, sometimes, hey, guess what, guys? Sometimes baby cry.
Sometimes baby cry, you sad.
Sometimes baby cry, no you fucking know, reason.
You no sleep, ever.
Sometimes baby cry, you want die.
Yes.
For you, not the baby.
Oh my gosh, speaking of that, which you're probably like, excuse me? So... I put him down and I walked out of the room and I go, I don't think he's going to sleep and I'd like to scream into a pillow. And Shane's like, what? And I go, I'd like to scream into a pillow. And he goes, oh my God, I thought you said you wanted to put him under a pillow. And I was like, no, I want to be under the pillow.
Smother me.
Yes.
Please. Oh my God, that's funny. Okay. So,
I played The Sims for 10 hours.
Right.
I became the president. Eliza had two children. I wanted to make her have more, but I was sometimes, especially when you have pets involved.
That's another thing. You're pregnant for 3 days in The Sims.
It's like, and
you can fast forward.
I know.
That's another thing that pisses me off, that I have to live these days.
Okay, listen.
Just as they go.
When you were deep into The Sims, like playing it all the time, did you ever like try to fast forward your life?
Yes.
In real time?
Yes, I still do.
Me too.
I still do.
Oh, yeah. I think we talked about that because you were like, I just want to fast forward to when my children aren't.
Crying all the
time.
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, the cheats for money.
Oh. Noah always goes, are we going to do that, you know, get rich thing again? And I was like, no, I need to tell you something. I've played it one time in my life where I didn't do that, and it was awful. I hated it.
You can't.
No, it's...
You can't buy a stove.
It's not even...
And then the new ones, you have to pay for the food in the fridge.
Yeah. What? It doesn't make any sense.
We're offended like we don't pay for the food in our own fridge.
Well, technically right now I don't. Oh, wait, no, I do. I just don't pay for the bills.
Yeah, you don't pay for the electricity running the fridge.
Noah's always like, I think we have enough money. And I was like, I need to get to a million. We'll never spend it all, but I need to have it. I just need that sense of security.
Yes. Yeah.
I just want to know that we have it.
Did you know there's two different cheats for money? There's ka-ching.
Okay.
With a K.
But I've never done ka-ching.
No, you only do motherlode.
Always. Why would you even
do? Of course.
Yes.
Did you ever do move objects on so that you can move the shower and see The Sims?
Naked.
Yes.
No, but I remember I would come over.
You're like, no, you fucking weirdo.
No, but I would come over and watch your sister. And she did some shit with her Sims. And I was like, where did you figure this shit out? She'd be like, she just knew cheats that I had never even heard of.
Well, you know, whenever you do the move objects on.
Oh, I did do that actually at my own to see them naked.
Oh.
Also, but not showering, woohooing. Because I'm a fucking weirdo.
You'd pause it and move the bed and they'd just be in like these weird contorted positions. And it's like, why did you have to make them like that? Yeah, you're not seeing them anyway. You could have just had them. Although, would it be weirder if you just moved in? They were just like
laying
straight.
But the blanket's moving up.
Yeah. They're just like corpse-like under there. But you would use that so you could put objects places that they wouldn't normally go because of like the parameters of the game.
Yeah.
But then stuff would be in the way of the Sims and they'd like get behind a couch and they're like, well, and then they wave at the air. Yeah, I can't move. I don't know how to hop this couch.
Did you ever?
Stupid Sim.
I love when they do that with their baby. And then they just put the baby down. They're like, can't pick the baby back up. I'm like, pick the fucking baby up.
Yeah.
What's wrong? You set it down there. Pick it back up. Oh, my God. There's nothing that frustrates me more.
Well, you know, in the new ones, you know how people would remove the ladder? So that people would drown because
they don't drown, they hop out.
Yep.
I've done it. It was very disappointing. Yeah. Now you have to kill them by like just putting them in a block and starving them, basically. Which is not
you
as
have
fun.
To kill them that way.
I actually don't.
Shitty cook and just making them cook all the time and then they light everything on fire.
Yeah.
Then you don't call anyone.
You take all the fire things out. Well, I actually don't let my Sims die ever. I take aging off. Because I'm so sad. I don't enable aging.
Yeah.
Because it's too sad for me. Yeah. Even when a neighbor dies, I'm like, what?
Sometimes when I start the family at the same age and like one of the married people ages before the other one, I'm like, wait a minute.
Why?
You're going to die before the other
one. But sometimes they don't. I don't actually know that. I've never let them die. But
I do.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Newly with our audience, because Newly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in, but are like going to make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing because a lot of places may not have options for everyone. And this has so much diversity, not only the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus, the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me. But there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code TANGENTS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's with code TANGENTS20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
What is the most important thing to you when it comes to menstrual care?
I would say probably not having to worry about leaking, going about my day, and not worrying about having to run to the bathroom when you feel that, oh, what's going on?
I think I'd agree.
Yeah.
And that's why we're excited to tell you about Flex.
If you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you've got to try Flex.
There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body.
It's not a cup and it's better than a tampon. It's unlike any period product you've ever seen before. One Flex disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and it holds as much flow as three super tampons.
Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex.
Yes, my white sheets love that for me.
Flex discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons, so they are planet friendly.
And if you want to go with zero waste and have the planet love you even more, you can pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number one.
The patented pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. It's so easy. You already know how to use it and you won't lose it.
Yes, which is very important. It's also disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. So when I say like this is easier to use than tampons, I really truly believe that.
Well, this beginner is grateful for that.
Yes. It's also velvety soft and completely body safe, and it lasts for years.
So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/tangents and use code tangents for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits.
Or 10% off your first Flex Cup. Plus, you get free U.S. shipping. That's code TANGENTS at flex, F-L-E-X, fits.com/tangents.
Oh my gosh, you know what? The last time I played, because I did make a family with pets, and I made Mosby and Louie to the point where they looked exactly like Mosby and Louie.
You sent me that picture.
And I logged in, it was recently,
mm-hmm.
within the last year. And I logged in, And the day that I started playing, Mosby died in the game.
Oh, my God.
And I exited the game and I didn't save it. And I won't play it again because I don't want to see the Grim Reaper come and get my dog.
That's really sad.
I hate it.
Yeah, no. I can't. Sometimes I've neglected my pets to the point where they come and then they get taken away to the adoption place again. And I just adopt them.
That's happened with a baby before.
Oh, yes.
I don't know why. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was because like the baby was crying too much or because
he left it alone.
I told the sim to put a pillow on it. I don't know. But I remember having to like pause the game because sometimes you can't pause the game.
Yes.
When like bad people or like
shit comes.
Yeah. And when the police come
fire.
And stuff. Yes.
You can't pause it.
And
oh, that's such a fucking. It's
I
so annoying.
Remembered being able to pause it. And then I like trapped the lady in a in a room. And I was like, sorry.
You're not coming to get my baby.
Nope. And now that I removed all the doors, I'm going to make you fall in love with me. And then you're going to move in. And then we're all just going to stay here with the baby.
That sounds like some of these stories. They're really good.
Really? Yeah. Okay. That's what Sierra found some.
Sometimes if people did evil stuff.
Yeah, evil stuff and then some funny,
funny
tweets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're making great time right now. The Sims players confessed their most evil deeds. Now, the first two were really long and they were good stories, but like it was too much.
Did I tell you that after I met Shane, I created us in The Sims, but not together?
Same.
So that I could break him and his... he was with his girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
And I broke them up because it was just, like, fun to do. To, like, play out some sick fantasy of me, like him cheating on her with me, even though that's... Well, I don't know. Yeah, technically, yeah, he... Innocent cheating.
Hey, sure.
Sleeping in my bed with me.
It's cheating.
Yeah, it's cheating, but, like... He
I
just
say innocent,
he just held me all night.
It was only the most tender, loving thing that I've ever experienced, but it wasn't cheating.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Fuck. It was like so innocent,
so romantic and gentle, but like
that's worse.
But nothing.
That's the most cheating.
I know.
He only married me after it was no big fucking deal.
He only put four babies inside me. Not that night, my God.
Well. Oh, my God. So this is from Reddit. It was, that was me, though. It said, add my sim, impregnate every female sim in the game. He had a bunch of kids that he never visited. So naturally, all the men hated him, and the women eventually hated him because he was constantly cheating on them. Whenever the younger female Sims became of age, my Sim impregnated them too.
Ew.
That's okay.
I know, but it's grimy like to know that this person was waiting for them to become of age so he could impregnate
That's
them.
True. Well, after a few generations, the entire town was full of half-siblings. Which made them not want to mate with each other, and they slowly died.
Oh my God.
Some of these people are sociopaths.
Who does sure. that? Have you seen, like, there's full YouTube videos of people trying to have 100 babies.
That's...
Like,
and guess what, guys? It's only the guys that can do that because girls can only be pregnant, well, 3 days.
For 3 days. No, I've watched girls play and they, like, invite guys over just to get them pregnant. And then they're, like,
what
on a road to 100 babies.
They just get rid of them?
No.
They don't take care of them?
No, they do. And then they wait until the kids, because you can speed up age, too.
That's what your sister used
to do. So it would speed up the age.
She was, like, have a baby and then it was a teenager. And I was like, what
and
the fuck?
And then it would take care of the other babies. Yes. That's how you do it.
Yeah. Okay, this is from IMDb.
You're gonna tell Noah when you have another baby that that's his new job.
Okay, literally, we didn't have Theodosia until Philip was a teenager because then she could take care of her.
Yeah.
Because Eliza was tired.
I forgot Philip was a girl.
I had to make her a girl. I didn't know. Well, guess what? Because I went to look at Alexander Hamilton's actual kids, he had 5 boys and 2 girls, and his daughter's names were Angelica and Eliza.
What?
Yeah, they were not very they were just like
original. They were just like, oh.
Recycle that shit over again.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I already used Angelica for my
Theodosia.
Cat.
Her mom was Theodosia.
That must have been a thing back then. It must have been as much of a thing as like
people thought I was conceited for wanting to name my children Jerry.
See,
okay, that's a lie. I never wanted to name my children Jerry, but I joked.
My mom
Jerry Jr. JJ, love it.
My mom says people thought that she was conceited because she gave my sister her name as her middle name. And I'm like, fuck.
My middle name is my mom's name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's where my mom got it from.
Maybe. She was like, oh, we're doing that?
I like that. I like that. All right. This is from I Am Tight.
I Am Tight?
Their Reddit name is I Am Tight. I wanted to see how many children I could have out of wedlock and still be an absent father. I would strike up conversations.
Why are these dads, like, this is two guys in a row, right?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I would strike up conversations with every woman on the street, invite them home, seduce them, and then ignore them. Rinse, repeat. Eventually, my Sims family tree grew incredibly large with children I'd never met. I think I got to around 40 kids or so. This was The Sims 3, so you could walk around downtown and hang out with neighbors. Eventually, my Sims little black children started popping up all over town, easily recognizable in a game that was predominantly white Sims.
Yeah.
So every time I saw a little black kid, I would run away to avoid meeting them. Because he wanted to be an absent father. I would run away to avoid... Oh, yeah. They would chase me down the street with action events like tell dad about birthday or talk about school.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, I had to nope right out of there as quick as possible in order to maintain my status as the anonymous biological father of over half of Riverview's children. So one day, I'm doing my thing as usual. I see a fine-looking woman on the sidewalk. Can't wait to impregnate her and leave, I think to myself.
Oh, my God.
This is in their words that they wrote, so I love it.
I hope this is an actual black person and not a black person impersonating a black person on there to, like, reinforce stereotypes, because that's yucky.
Honestly, serious. Well, that's what I thought, too. I'm going to go to I Am Tight's thing and see.
Is it Twitter?
It's Reddit.
I'm about to type I Am Tight into Reddit and probably find the grossest thing.
Seriously. Ew. Okay. This is my normal routine, of course. Although if he was just doing it, whoever, it could have been a she, because I thought that recently this year, I was like, this is a very white video game.
Oh, God. I told you I should not have done that.
Don't get...
Men of Reddit, what does a tight pussy feel like?
No! What does it feel like? Can somebody... No, stop
it. What does it feel like when she flexes her muscles? You flex your muscles?
Yeah, you can't. That's a Kegel.
Well, yeah, I can, but, like, I don't know that I'm focusing on it.
I'm doing it right now.
During sex, I mean.
Yeah, I do it during sex all the time. Sometimes I think it's funny to do. You just hold on and grip tight. I'm taking this with me.
Listen, I think... I don't know. Now I'm going to have to think about it. He's going to be like, why do you have your think face on right now?
Like, I'm flexing.
You don't feel that? Okay, sorry.
I'm doing butterflies right now.
I just grunt every time like I'm in the gym.
Okay. This is my normal routine, of course, but something was wrong. No matter how much I talked to her, the flirty options would never appear. What the hell? Is she really the first girl to not be into me? And then it hit me. This woman I'm trying to seduce is my full-grown daughter who I've never met. I know it's just a game, but I think I'm going to hell for this.
You sure are.
Some of these get worse, so I apologize. Okay, this one's a boring one.
I didn't realize, but you're right. Like, it is a predominantly white game.
Yeah, I just noticed that. There was, like, one black family, and I'm like,
Or if it is, it's, like, roommates.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one person in the family. You're like, what? Where?
Yeah.
How? Yeah. This is from... I don't even know how to say that name, so you don't get any credit.
I Am Tight. Part two.
I was always too lazy to actually build my own home from scratch, so whenever I started a new file, my immediate goal was to move into the nicest house already on the map. That's what I do. I don't build houses. I don't have time for it.
I love building houses. That's why
that's your thing.
I wanted to go to school for interior design, and my dad's like, you can't choose a career because you like building houses on The Sims. And I was like,
watch me.
Oh my God, that's exactly what they told me. They're like, we use a similar program, just without the people.
Oh my God.
I know.
See?
I didn't follow through with it, but
yeah, I'm way too lazy. I just want to get in there and start fucking.
I got a goal. I got goals, baby.
I do. Well, I scoped it out and a nice couple lived there. So naturally, I had an affair with the lady of the house. Convinced her. These are all men, of course.
Convinced. I didn't know so many men played The Sims.
I didn't either, but apparently it's a thing. And they're all sadists. So it's
yeah. Weird.
Convinced her to divorce her husband and stay in the house. Married her. Moved into the house. Knocked her up for good measure. Divorced her. And then kicked her out of my house. It was a nice house. So that's how he got the house. This one
Why
is
Why didn't you just start playing that family? Have them
you
move.
You can just evict them.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I'm just like, yeah. You look like a nice family. Get out of there.
Yeah.
Leave the furniture.
I like what you've done with the place.
I want to sleep in your bed. Me and my husband want to make love. We want to make 100 babies.
On your sheets.
Oh, I really want to go back home and play The Sims now. I'm so vanilla when I play it. I'm like, get in there, married, babies, like never any of this shit. And now I'm
honestly,
like,
it's kind of like jumping the gun. You like meet someone and you're like, flirt, 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 hug, hug, kiss. Oh, propose?
Yeah, propose, married, awesome, yeah. Flirt, flirt, baby.
Yeah. You can't go anywhere.
No. So just have a baby.
I did have the vacation expansion and that was dope.
But the one that I had was the one where you had to wait for the loading time and it always was just so long and I'm like, I don't care for this.
Yep. I have zero patience.
I don't. I've been playing this for 6 hours. My back is hunched over. I'm hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is from Brian Wants Truth. He said, I wanted to make a church with a full, complete graveyard. So I built a small, simple structure, moved in a family of 8, get them inside, removed the door, filled it with fire, 8 new tombstones. Repeated that like 9 times, and I had a full graveyard of tombstones. Then I built the church and moved in a priest to live there and tend to the grounds. Unfortunately for the priest, the grounds had been tainted by the dark rituals of the past, and several dozen ghosts would materialize every single night.
See?
Tormented by the crowds of spectators, he himself died 3 days later due to never being able to sleep.
Oh my God.
Isn't that fucked?
That sounds like a spooky real life story.
It really does, and it scares me. Okay, so this is in Making Magic, which I had.
Uh-huh. That was Sims, yeah, that's the one I was Magic. Talking about. Yeah. Yes.
That was fun. In Making Magic, and this was a thing that I didn't know
I
you
love
could
the
do.
Genie in there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't play it as much as I should have. I really didn't get a good feel for it.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that you could do things like he's about to say. Excuse me. So in Making Magic, I had a brilliant dog called AJ who was loved by my whole family. He never had an off day and brought sheer joy to his owners. Decided to train my wizardry and get the spell that allowed you to turn pets into humans. I didn't know you could do that. So AJ could be even
Did
more
he
a part
his
of
his dog?
Hold on. So AJ could be even more. Love that that's where your head went.
No?
No. So AJ could be even more a part of the family. He turned out to be the biggest fucking ass bag of a person. And he was abusive to his whole family.
Oh.
So we had to take care of him. I built a monolithic tomb and trapped him inside. The family stood out front playing music to him as he slowly starved to death.
What?
They bought a new dog and played with it happily outside his eternal resting place.
They're just standing out their middle fingers up.
To torture his trapped soul. And then eventually a dragon burnt down the house and killed them all.
What?
That happened to me. A dragon just came out of nowhere and burnt my house down. And I was like, what the fuck? I didn't even know you could do that.
I'm in shock.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to fuck the dog because AJ was my favorite Backstreet Boy. I was like, that's what I would do.
You cut into it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck my dog. Oh, no.
No, not click-clack.
No.
Definitely not click-clack.
Definitely not. All right, this one is called The Son. So he would train his son to be a good enough painter to do screenshot paintings. I'm going to explain this for people if you've made it this far. So I think this is in The Sims 3 and 4. You can do art on an easel. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to like level 7 of the art skill, you can take screenshots of anything in the house happening and then your sim will paint that painting exactly as it is
and it's bomb and then you can sell the painting and it's like $10 and you're like I'm sorry I just spent
how
hours, so 17 hours on this.
And you have to get up to that skill level, which takes four fucking ever. So anyways, I would then force him to paint me naked or having sex with his mother. I hung the paintings all over the house.
Oh my God.
That's one of the best that I've ever heard.
These people.
They are fucked up.
Women who play seem like.
That we literally,
I want to have a family.
All I wanted was
I want to learn to cook.
Yeah. I want to build. I want to interior design. That's it.
Yeah.
And the men are like, I'm going to fuck as many women as I can and then ignore my children. And I'm going to have my children paint me nude. You fucking weirdos.
Ew.
I know.
I never knew any guy who played The Sims.
I didn't either. Except I think I have dated people before. I'm like, I love The Sims. And they were like, oh my God, I love The Sims. And I was like, we can't talk anymore. Yeah. It's cool that I love The Sims. Yeah. What do you do on there?
Yeah.
Except as soon as I started dating Corey, like, I don't even think we had moved in together. And yeah. We did that very soon.
Yeah, like within the first 2 months, didn't you?
1 month. Yes. Yeah. So I got The Sims back on my laptop and I was playing and I made him. And then the one night my laptop was open and he was like, what's this? And we had like five kids. I was like, don't look at that.
Like, nothing to see here.
What are their names? And I was like, don't worry about it. Oh, it was so embarrassing. Oh. He was like, wow, you made me really buff. I was like, I made us both really buff. We love to work out together. It's weird.
That's another thing The Sims ruined for me is working out.
Oh my God, because you just like do a little arm bar thing for two times and then you're fucking buff.
Yes. Like you run on the treadmill and then you step off and it goes bleep, 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 bleep. And then all of a sudden you have a six pack and like that does not happen.
They also don't get fat as easily as people get fat in real life.
Yes.
They're like, oh, your Sim will get fat if you eat too much. Bullshit. I eat all the time and my Sim never gets fat.
No.
And it pisses me off. I'm like, it's not realistic.
Whenever they get pregnant and ever and they like spin yeah, they like spin and the music plays and then they're like they feel the, yeah, they rub their belly and then there's the mood booster thing that comes up and it's like from having a baby and I'm like listen, that is not the way your mood is gonna go.
No, put that back down.
Yeah.
She was just puking in the toilet 2 seconds ago.
Yep.
They also don't make that, they make that last before she gets the bump.
Uh-huh.
And then that's it. And I'm like, you need to be having that the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was puking up until the day I went into labor.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, I did.
I had nothing with Forrest.
Only on certain foods, like yogurt. Ooh. Oh. I still can't eat yogurt. I just almost gagged.
Thinking about yogurt?
Yes. Ooh. Oh. Okay, so here's the 21. Oh, no. So this hasn't been working for me. That's gonna be annoying.
What is it?
The 21 tweets about The Sims that will make you snort laugh. One of them is popping up.
Let me see.
Oh, 1 in 5. Oh, 6. Maybe I'll just do it slowly. So here's one. Oh, these are like memes. I don't know if these will be as good. This one says it smells like something's burning. And the Sim is on the computer. And her baby is on the floor on fire.
Oh my God.
How? This says, been really into gaming lately with a smiley face. And it says, me after trying to get my Sims character to fuck a lamp for 3 weeks. Oh, and then this person tweeted, the repair lady got electrocuted and died fixing my fucking stove with a bunch of question marks. And then she said, oh my God, I'm talking about The Sims. I forgot to attach the picture. I'm sorry.
Could you imagine reading that? Million?
What? Yes. This says, playing The Sims stresses me out. 1 second you're telling jokes and high-fiving, the next you're married with 3 kids and you can't pay the rent.
Honestly?
Bitch, you motherload that shit.
You have to motherload.
Yeah.
I remember they like move you into a house and you have $1,000 and they're like, do your best. And you're like, I have nothing.
I can't. Because the toilets.
Everything breaks.
Are like $700. Yes. And they break. All the
if
time.
You have just like the
and
base
if
level
bare
stuff,
minimum, yep. The Sims are always pissed. They're like, I'm shitting on nothing.
And they're like mad. Their mood is always bad because there's not enough decor. Yeah. And it's like, also, are you kidding? Are you kidding? If you if you look at your stove, it's going to light itself on fire and you want a painting?
Because that's the thing. You have to get like top notch. You can't just skimp on like stoves and shit because right. they will burn your fucking house to the ground.
Right. Your toilet will be spewing water into all the air time. In 2 seconds.
And you can learn to fix it, which takes a long time, or you can call a repair lady who, by the way,
who will drown in your toilet.
Alexander Hamilton kept calling repair ladies because our toilet sucked, apparently. And they kept trying to flirt with him because he was so charismatic.
And was he like...
I know, he was kind of into it. She had pigtails, and I'm like, how fucking dare you? Eliza is beautiful. She's carrying your child right now. And you're flirting with Pigtail McGee, who's in overalls and fixing your toilet. I was pissed. All right, this says...
You're jealous of
us. I was. I was like, who the fuck are you, bitch? Also, this lady kept robbing our house. So you know how you can be burglars, but yeah. like if a burglar comes.
I love when a burglar comes and they're not fast at all. They're like really slow and they take giant steps. Their knees come to their face.
And then I had a home alarm system.
Yeah.
So it was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Yep. And so she didn't even try to go inside and get anything. She was just like, whoa, 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 until the cops came. And then she fucking fist fought the cop. And she got away. 3 times.
And the cop is just like, blarb.
Literally 3 times. And I didn't want to say anything, but it was a woman cop. And I was like, don't make us look bad. So yeah. You can't fist fight this dude. So I invited the man. And then I made him flirt with Eliza in front of Alexander. And then I fist fought him.
Wait a minute. You invited the burglar?
To a house party. To my daughter's birthday party. And I made him flirt with Eliza, who was playing the guitar for the guests.
As she should. Yeah.
And so, by the way, once Alexander was at work, Eliza started writing because she has to tell a story.
Correct.
So correct, yeah. I had to make them both writers. But she also got bored and she picked up the guitar. It was fine. She would only play at parties, though. She was my entertainment. I could not be bothered to hire it out.
Yeah.
Or to buy a stereo.
Yes. Well, it's 1776.
Exactly.
Where are you going to find a stereo?
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, I fist fought the burglar. Okay.
Did you win?
Yes. I kicked his fucking ass. He never came back. He never burgled me again. I don't know if that's why, but...
Probably.
We really don't like each other.
He's like, I'm not going back there. I got my shit handed to me there.
All right, this says, been flirting with this guy all night, and it turns out he has a fiance who's going to move into my mansion now. It says The Sims stresses me out. I love when people don't put that it's The Sims, so they're just putting that as their status, and they have to make a comment, and they're like, it's The Sims. When I played The Sims, if a Sim got hungry, tired, I'd just delete them and replace them with a copy who was content. So maybe no kids for me.
Oh my God, I forgot that. Yeah, you totally can do that.
You can. What is the copy, though?
It's them. They just regenerate.
Shut the fuck up.
I think.
Was that something weird your sister did again? Again. I used to just love watching her play.
She learned it from me.
I know. But you wouldn't. Why was I there watching Randy play The Sims? I feel like you weren't hanging out with me at that point. I would just come over to watch Randy play The Sims.
Were you like trying to like mentor her?
Maybe, but I was like, show me them fucking naked.
I remember I downloaded, you could like download designs.
Mm-hmm.
And you could download whole houses that people spend a bunch of time on. And yeah, like there was like specialized stuff. But there was also, like, people. You could download someone who looked exactly like Beyonce.
Yes, and your sister always had, like, the coolest people with blue hair and piercings and tattoos all over their bodies. And I was like, how did you get these fucking people?
You download them and give your computer viruses.
That's totally what happened.
100%. That's what it was.
This is not good. I just have to show you. Nobody's going to get this because it's a picture, but it says periods explained by The Sims. And it's just somebody punching through someone's...
I loved when it would glitch out like that and you would see them like moonwalk across the floor and you're like, what is happening?
A hot dog dreaming about being a hot dog on a plate. It's got a clown bubble.
I would always love when they would be talking and you would see like what was popping up in their conversation just with like emojis essentially, and you're like, I'm sorry.
Well, so the two people who were fist fighting each other, they had like smiley faces up in their cloud bubbles, and I was like, are you guys fucking getting off on this shit?
Yeah, are you weird time?
It was very strange. We're all just Sims, and the person controlling my Sim clearly has no idea what the fuck they're doing.
Listen, is it weird that, like, if I saw, let's say, Shane.
Okay.
My Sim Shane.
Got it.
Out, and I saw him talking to someone, and I saw my face pop up in his thought bubble, I would get, like, butterflies?
You know what's my favorite? When me and Corey, when I made us in the beginning, mm-hmm. and we would like cuddle in our sleep, and then I could see that their thought bubbles were each
yes,
other.
Their dreams.
About each other.
Yes.
I was like, or when they had a baby.
We're so cute.
And then they would both be dreaming about their baby. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Oh. So
yeah, it was really beautiful. I'm going to see if I can find
listen, what did
those
you just say
stories.
Before that, though? Oh, no, the Sim controlling things. Honestly, sometimes shit'll happen, and I'm like...
Who's controlling me right now?
Yes.
Because fucking or, stop getting you pregnant all the time.
Yeah, can you stop making me woohoo so much? My God. I took a you know ovulation what? Test on Friday, and it was a smiley face, and I was like, oh, I'm not having sex today, and then, oops, had sex that day. And the next day, oops.
Oh, no.
Gotta take a plan B. And then thank be God. Sleepy for 3 days.
Dude, thank God for him.
I know.
You remember when you had to get a prescription for that shit?
No.
Me neither, because I never did. That's why I have a kid. But
listen,
you did.
When I told my you, kid, I felt like guilty.
It was like $150, and you had to get a prescription.
Really?
Yeah. Back when I had Noah, why the fuck do you think I have? I love you, Noah, but that's why. It was because I was like...
Oh, that's expensive. A kid will be cheaper.
Well, I didn't... It was. I hate that I'm explaining this, but it was like a moment after where I was like, "Did it happen last night? It's probably fine. We were very drunk." No, I love you. Oh no! I hope he doesn't listen to this.
He'll be old enough to laugh. I think.
I hope so. You're wanted now.
Your mama was so drunk.
She forgot. She had you. She made you.
Oh. No. Yeah, but I have no idea how much it costs. But I told you, I texted Sierra because when I took the ovulation test, I don't know if you guys take ovulation tests, but
I do.
I can't read the ones that are just like the test strip.
No, you have to get the smiley faces.
So I have to get the one that has the digital reading. Yeah. That's basically like today's a day or like not today.
Blinking
and so,
or not, yeah.
Yeah. If it's just a circle, just a plain circle,
you're good to go.
You're golden.
Yeah.
If it's a smiley face, it's like, maybe.
Yeah.
If it's a blinking smiley face, take your pants off.
You're going to have a baby.
Right now.
Maybe.
But I told Sierra it was a smiley face, and I was like, I feel weird.
Yeah.
Because it feels like a baby looking at me through this test.
It's like, come on, mom, make me.
Yeah.
And you're like,
here I am.
Fuck no.
What did I tell you? I'm on the Fallopian Highway. ETA 9 months. Have dad send the directions. And I was like, Scourge! Plan B.
Absolutely not. You better cut that shit off.
Yeah.
He's Mario Kart and then your Fallopian tubes. Like, banana. Banana.
Yes. Seriously, I'm like, bomb. Not right now. Ooh, or ever again.
No. Get that shit. I'm trying to, I found some more.
Guys, I've been pregnant 4 times, okay?
Yeah, give her a fucking break.
Stop judging me.
God damn it.
I got 2 good ones in a row, okay? I'm done.
Okay, this is fucked up. Sorry. It says one time I killed a Sim by drowning and then I made everyone show up to his funeral in swimwear.
Oh my God. I used to love a themed wedding, though.
It was so good. I would make people come in bathing suits because I thought it was so fucking funny. Who? Yeah. Why? I never really do weddings. I do a private wedding because I'm too like... Ugh.
So you're you?
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm like, this stresses me out having to plan this and get a buffet table.
You literally buy it.
That's it. You just buy
it. You think
the
I'm spending
tables.
My motherload millions on buffet tables? No. What
absolutely
do I look like?
Absolutely not.
I got to hire a bartender? I don't think so.
Although... So when you become the president, So you have
I've never become the president, so I'm like fascinated.
Same. That's why I wanted to do this with Noah, because I'm like, I've been a surgeon.
Oh my gosh, he never was president, though.
No.
Wow.
That's what Noah was like.
You wrote a story.
Noah said he can never sing, you're never going to be president now, because we did it. But I've been a surgeon like so many times. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But never. That's always what I pick. I'm like, doctor,
I'm just
doctor.
Hearing it and like not adding the Sims at the end of it. I've been a surgeon like so often.
That's why this is so fun to play.
Yeah.
So what you
and then you come back to your real life and you're like, oh, still this.
I'm like, a waitress. Still
me. Got it. Great. Can't fast forward. Can't motherload my bank account.
Loving that. So you have to, you know how you always have like your mood and like your relationship with your boss, you have to keep happy, but then yes. There's always like something else. Yes. Charisma was what yep. It is. And then when you hit a certain point as a politician, you become the mayor and the governor and the vice president and then eventually the president.
Yeah.
So when you get about to like the county
commission. Biden.
Yes. I wish. When I got about to the county commissioner, you have to start getting campaign donations.
Oh.
So here's what you can do. You can either go door to door and you have to befriend your neighbors. And then you have to get to a certain point where they're really, really loving you and then ask them.
Right.
But then a lot of them, I did that a lot. First of all, it would take hours to become their friends.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, campaign donation? They were like, wow, you're being kind of rude. And I'm like, oh, fuck you. I've been here for 6 hours listening to your baby cry. I'm so tired.
Now who's rude?
Yeah. So then I'd just be like, fuck you, I'm leaving. Or
you can claim fraud and get people to pay for your...
You can manipulate and gaslight all your fellow Americans. Yeah. I mean, Sims.
And get them to donate to your election protection fund. Got it.
Honestly. No. So what else you could do is you could have a...
I saw someone comment on a status saying that we were their one of their favorite podcasts. And the person that they commented on, if they heard this part, they would not
They would
like
immediately
it.
Shut it off.
Yes.
I thought about that too when she suggested us. I was like,
she's not listening to us.
I was like, let her listen. I bet she'll love it. So you can throw a party at your house or at another place. I did it at a park one time that I thought was a park was actually a graveyard.
Got
so that was a mix up. But you throw a party, you make Eliza do the guitar, you talk to some people.
Dance monkey.
Yes. And then, but you have to click down, you know how you can do house party, birthday party, whatever? You do campaign party, and then when they leave, if it was a good party, they'll leave you like $10,000.
Wow.
I would get like $50,000 for every party. It was amazing.
Eliza played a great guitar.
She was only like... guitar level 3, but she was like, ah.
She was singing,
fucking strumming, and I was like, go, bitch. But one time, one time, Alexander had a coworker who he was only trying to be buddy-buddy with. Here's the thing. Because he would get a campaign donation. The women, if I flirted with them, they would give me the campaign donation more than if I would just brighten their day.
Yeah.
So fuck you, bitches, first of all. But then, of course,
you
I flirted
with them. Thirsty bitches.
I flirted with them because I needed that money. I'm trying to become the president. I am gaslighting and manipulating these people. So I did it.
You're basically like...
But then I...
a stripper?
Yeah. But then I turned my screen and Eliza had stopped playing. And she was just staring at me. And then it said her mood went down because of guest behaving rudely. Because the guest was trying to fuck me.
Yeah. And you're like, baby, I'm doing this for us.
That sounds like my ex-boyfriend.
Same.
I'm cheating on you for us. You don't understand.
Yeah. I called your mom the C word for us.
Oh my god, Alexander, you're a piece of shit. I hope, you know what, you don't deserve to have a good relationship with your children.
Or to be on the $10 bill.
You fucking dick.
Is he on the 10?
Yes.
Okay. She was like, I've been masturbating to a $10 bill.
He's fucking hot.
Oh.
Sometimes I'm like, Alexander. Look around.
What a lucky we are.
Oh, my God. So that's all I have for you. That's... Do you have any more just fucking things that made you, it ruined your life about The Sims? I'm trying to think of more things.
Well, just how quickly you could do everything.
Yeah.
The fact that I could sit at a chessboard and increase my logic.
I was like, I'm smart as fuck. And all I had to do was play this old man chess game.
Oh, you could play no one.
Yeah.
You could play no one and do it.
You also, I feel, didn't have to eat as much as normal. Or maybe I just am really hungry all the time. Maybe I eat too much in real life.
It depends.
Yeah.
It depends. Because there were, especially in the most recent one, you can like turn off, or you could you get like life points.
I fucking love those.
And you so can you like can... buy never hungry or never tired.
Yes. I love those because I always do steel bladder because I'm like, fuck, I want to the bathroom.
For sure.
I hate it. It's so worthless. Or taking a shower, it's like, fucking stop.
Oh my gosh, I realized that my pee dance that I did earlier might have come from The Sims. Do you ever see them when they have to pee and they like...
And they're freaking so upset about it. Tippy
tap, yeah.
I'm like, sorry, piss yourself. Like,
they scream into the air like...
A flare!
How long have you lived here? You don't know where the bathroom is? You really need me to tell you to go to the bathroom?
You know that you can increase that. Like, whatever.
Increase what? Their independence? Like their free will. Yeah. You can turn on free will.
Because that's what I do.
Well, and free will yourself to the fucking toilet.
But then it pisses me off when they're doing shit that I don't want them to do. Yeah. Like, I'll be like, okay, cool. I just ordered us a pizza. Eliza's making dinner. I just ordered us a pizza. You fucking dumb bitch. Now put that back in the fridge.
Yeah. You can save it for leftovers. Yes.
Or they never eat that. She'll like just be making food every day. And I'm like, we have so many leftovers.
Yeah.
Honey.
You know what bothered me is like when people would get off their schedules.
Mm.
And so like people would be sleeping when I'm trying to call them to a meal so we can have a nice fucking family dinner. But no, we can't have that because so-and-so forgot to do their homework and had to cram right before the school bus came.
Yes. Do you know what... I'm like, I fucking feel you.
I'm pissed.
But I was also thinking, do you remember in the very first one, there was like no, you can kiss girls, girls can kiss girls, or like boys can.
Yeah.
And they changed that.
Yeah.
You can woohoo. So I remember the time when they changed it, I was like, I'm just going to for shits and gigs. And then I was like, I am into this. More than I should be, I think.
I think I'm going to try and fuck the repair lady. Bring those pigtails over here. I changed my mind about your overalls.
So every time, I remember one time, I had just a random Sim family. Cause sometimes I just make like random people.
Yeah.
I didn't always make me and the boyfriend I was dating at the time, but most of the time I did.
I remember being a child and making like the boy who was in high school I had a crush on, and I'm literally 7.
Yes. I'm like, woohoo, woohoo, woo.
I was 9. I was 9, and they were a senior in high school, and I only knew them because they like worked for my dad.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I'm going to mail you, I think.
I know exactly.
I'm going to mail you so hard.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then I found out we were related.
Sorry. Oh, no.
We're like 4th cousins. And 9-year-olds thinking their cousins are hot is fine. I didn't know when I was 9 that they were my cousins. Now that I'm aware, I'm like, I'm totally off limits. Got it.
But are they still hot?
No.
Oh, I think they are.
You
am
do?
I related to them?
No.
Wait, is it who I think they are?
They're twins?
Yeah. For sure.
I liked one and Sam liked the other. We had their senior pictures and we would just like stare at them all the time. My mom's like, you have those because they're your cousins.
Why do you think your parents had these boys senior pictures?
They were my parents' ring bearers.
That is...
I was like, wow, they've been in our life for so long.
I am into them.
Yeah.
But it wasn't it in the beginning, Sims, you couldn't woohoo, right?
Your cousin?
You totally could, I feel. But it was like kiss, 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 and then a baby would just appear. Do you remember that? Those Sims 1.
You wouldn't get pregnant. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't get pregnant at all.
Just it, a bassinet a would bassinet appear.
And sometimes you didn't ask for it. You would just be kiss. It would be like kiss.
I think there was woohoo.
No, there was not. It was like kiss, 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 kiss. And then it was like a baby.
I don't know. I think there was woohoo.
I'm Googling.
Because I think there was more than kissing.
Oh, maybe there was.
Because I think that was my first experience with sex. I had the sex talk in Sim.
Well, I had the lesbian talk. And I was like, so I'm not 100% straight. Got it.
Because I'm liking this.
Because I am feeling things. But that I didn't feel when I watched the boy and the girl do it.
His penises are weird.
Dude, if you stood me in front of a naked guy and a naked girl, I would be like, first of all, get that thing out of there. You stand there for a little longer. I can't help it.
Oh, God.
Was there
what's your diet like? Because I'm trying to also look like that
and be with you
when you're eating it.
Do you want to go out to dinner? Look, there was no woohoo in the first Sims.
There wasn't?
Introduced in Living Large, Sims can play
Living
in
Large?
The Sims Living Large. Remember that was like the one of the first expansion packs? So in that one, the Sims could play in bed as an allusion to woohoo, but they would not woohoo. They would just kiss a lot, and then you would have a baby.
Huh.
I think. Hold on. Let me Google that. How would you have a baby in the Sims 1?
You high-fived.
I think
No, I think you're right, because I remember woohoo, and I remember the little weird picture that they had next to it of, like, the arrow with eyes.
Yeah.
That was, like, a heart.
Yes.
With eyes, kind of, but it was, like, a pointy heart. It was, like, I'm a spicy heart.
And I love that, because sometimes they'll be, like, dreaming, and they'll be, heart. I'm like, they think about fucking.
Oh, I know what that dream is. It was a girl, isn't it?
She's like, I am not thinking about my ass. So, in The Sims 1, two adult Sims in love of the opposite sex, that's why I didn't like this, could have a baby. There are two ways. Kissing a lot or playing in bed.
To be fair, you still have to be two people of the opposite sex
to have a baby. Yeah,
yeah. But well, I mean, without science,
right? But you can, or you could adopt in the. Oh, you mean in real life? Yeah. I meant the Sims. We're not talking about real life. If your Sims have a baby, a bassinet will just appear beside you, and then you can name the baby and know its gender. God, yeah. I miss the first Sims. You would just kiss romantically for like. I remember I'm just kiss
romantic. I was like, what is that? And they would just there's just like, a lot of arms all over. My rabbit used to make that sound. Oh my God, the rabbit you gave me.
Oh, I was like, you had a fucking rabbit.
You gave it to me.
It was my rabbit.
Henry.
He was a fucking dick.
He was a fucking dick.
Can I tell you? Here's a story about Henry. And I really feel so appreciative. Okay. When I was pregnant with Noah, I was living with Noah's dad. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about, first of all, I just wanted to be maternal. I was having a lot of feelings about the child inside of me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want a fucking bunny. I don't know why I talked about it all the time. Yeah. I wasn't for real. But I just thought I'd... So one day I came home from work and Dave's like, hey, there's a surprise in the living room. And I walk in and there was a fucking rabbit in a cage. And I was like, oh, you got me a bunny.
I want to get married, but thanks for the bunny.
Yeah, I was like, this was subtly like, I just wanted to have a family with you, you know, and like be whatever. But the bunny's nice.
Thanks for the bunny.
So I was like, this bunny's fine. He was so cute at first, and he would sit with me on the couch, and then he started like sticking his ass up to the end of the cage and just pissing straight out of it.
He never did that. He was
hated it at my house, and I don't know why. He was a good rabbit when he went to you, but he was a fucking dick to me.
He was also a dick to me, but he he knew where the bathroom was, and he would, because we left the cage open sometimes, and he would just free roam the house, and
he
then
he
would go
outside
to
the cage
bathroom. in the bathroom and he would poop on the floor and pee on the floor.
So at least but he like, knew that it was like, yeah, it was like his, a contained spot.
He's like, this is our litter box. Yeah, I see you guys go in here all the time.
It smells like shit.
But he was in love with Erica.
What?
You guys remember Erica, Mario Kart Erica from the beginning? He was in love with Erica. He would, do you guys know what binkying is?
Sorry, no.
Oh my God. Binkying is when rabbits, like, you know, a zoomie for a dog.
Yes.
What the, who the fuck came up with these words? So a binky.
I love when my dog zoomies.
Yes. Okay. Well, a binky is a rabbit zoomie.
Oh, he so used to do that for me in the beginning.
He would like, so... he like runs and then he like hops. Yes. He
like, they would like kick their legs.
Yes. Have you ever seen someone like run and then like side kick their ankles together?
That's
what a binkying yes. is. And so he would just like mid air binky. And he one day started circling around Erica. And he would circle around her feet and go, and he would rub his chin on her. And rabbits have glands underneath their chin and on their cheeks. And when they rub their cheeks or their chin on it, they're claiming it. And he would rub the shit out of her. And then he would just grunt. And I was like, that is his mating dance.
He's trying to impregnate you.
If he circles around you six more times,
you're married.
You're legally married.
I learned that from what, Boy Meets World?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Was that
yes.
a Boy Meets World episode? Or it was That's oh a God. Raven?
Yeah. Was it?
Yes. Yes.
They're going around a table and they're, oh no, Full House.
Yes.
It's a Full House episode.
I was so confident.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Greek thing if they yes. go around the table so many times. And yeah. he's like, okay, I guess we're going around the table.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, fuck it. I guess you weren't they cousins?
Maybe.
Full circle.
Wow.
Because they were like related to Jesse. That's why they were there. And they was like, yes. also, I'm going to marry
DJ. But was he marrying DJ?
Yes.
Oh, I thought Jesse was getting married.
No. Well, Jesse and the
Where
girl.
Where are we?
Oh my God. Jesse and the girl went around the table. But oh, then DJ yeah. and
they
the
had to walk
boy.
Backwards.
Yes.
And you guys with us? You remember this episode? Are we just making it up as we go along?
Who do you think is listening to this episode that we're doing right now?
I don't think anyone listens to any of this ever.
And then people are like... saying like, hey, you should listen to Ladies and Tangents on people's like pages. Yeah. And I'm like, you listen? Holy fuck.
Yes.
Never. So what's up? Shout out to all you guys.
Yeah.
Maybe don't put
We're
us
just
on
like listening. <pages. laughs> Yeah. Conservatives don't want to listen to us.
No.
Republicans
we
don't want to listen to us.
We wish they would.
Unless, hey, if you're a conservative or a Republican and you listen to us and you don't like hate listen.
Tell us.
Yeah. We love you.
We love you so much.
Because I don't think you're actually conservative.
No, and, I don't think so either.
You might not be straight.
It took me a minute to figure it
and
out.
And it's fine.
But I did. You could be 50-50, turns out.
You could be, you know, whatever percent you want.
2010.
You could be 20-20.
Oh, but no one wants to be that.
No. 80-20.
Yeah. 80-20. That's 80. It.
90-10. Whatever you feel like.
Sure.
100. Okay. Well. All right.
That was interesting.
We just wanted to talk about the Zips. We were really inspired by the ending of last week's bonus.
Yeah, episode. That we were just like, hey, do you want to fuck around for a week? And then just pick a random topic.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. Okay, hope you liked it. And if not, we don't really care.
And if you have more Sims things, please talk to me about it because I fucking could talk about The Sims for
please tell
a long
us your
time.
Weird Sims stories.
Please. Yeah. And if we get enough, maybe we'll make a mini bonus one.
Yeah, and we'll just let you, we'll read all of your weird Sims things.
Yes.
I actually watched a YouTube video of a girl reading her subscriber's secrets. And it was, she goes, y'all nasty, you need Jesus. And like,
I want to do that.
No one's gonna send us secrets though because they all like know us somewhat.
Send it anonymously. We need to get an email. I don't know, we need to get an email.
We have an email.
Well, have people anonymously email us.
Okay. But they'd have to create an email.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Create an email, send us your deepest, darkest secrets, and let us read it.
Please.
On air.
Don't be rude.
Okay.
All right.
We'll be checking our inboxes.
Yes.
We're out.
Goodbye.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the year is here. It's Wayday. Right now, you can score up to 80% off at Wayfair. Save on sofas and cookware, dining sets and rugs and beds, wall art, bar cards, floor lamps, ceiling fans, home decor, all things outdoor, and way more. All up to 80% off right now. Plus, everything ships free. And flash deals are launching all Wayday long. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year. Shop Wayday right now from May 6th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.